I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. First of all, let's start out on your test netting. What lakes were you going to do this week? Was it Enemy and Roy Lake, or last week?
Last week we finished up on Enemy and Roy. Enemy was somewhat of a disappointment. We just didn't see many fish at all. Bluegill numbers appear to be down as far as the larger fish. And walleyes, we didn't catch many in our gill nets either. We did see a few more walleyes in the trap nets near shore. So maybe it's just a timing thing. Maybe those walleyes were utilizing shallower water that our gill nets aren't in. So hopefully, there's still a fair number of walleyes as well as bigger bluegill in there, but we just didn't see them this year. Roy Lake, had moderate abundance of nice walleyes, some bigger fish in that lake. Saw a fair number of smaller bluegills, a few crappies here and there, as well as some smallmouth bass in those nets. This week, the crews are on Kamapeska, as well as Horseshoe and Day County. Horseshoe looks really good as far as walleye numbers. A lot of big fish over 20 inches in there. Seeing a fair number of smallmouth bass in our gill nets, which we typically see one or two fish in the gill nets as far as smallmouth go. But we're seeing a fair number in our nets, and they look really good, and healthy, nice healthy fish. Kamapeska, low to moderate density walleyes, the way it looks right now. A lot of those fish are less than 14 inches still. We just continue to see slow growth on our walleyes in Kamapeska. Maybe the one bright spot was a perch. I would say it's a moderate density of perch out there, but a fair number of those are 10, 11 inches, as well as we're seeing a few bluegills that are pushing over a pound. So some nicer bluegills in Kamapeska.
Didn't really find any crappies per se?
They're not seeing a whole lot of crappies. There's just a mix of whites and black crappies. But overall, in our nets right now, it's been pretty low numbers.
Well, on the fishing side in Day County, is it still pretty much fishing pressure down, but they are fishing, bitter and Wabe?
Yeah, I would say those are still the two lakes. Like you said, pressure is down. Wabe has slowed considerably. Sounds like the white bass are getting a few white bass, but the walleye bites slowed quite a bit over the last week. Opitz is another one right on the border of Day in Marshall County. That one slowed considerably as well. Still getting a few walleyes, but not near the pressure it has been getting. Most people that are fishing in Day County are going to bitter. That bite has slowed, but it's still pretty darn good. Some people aren't catching any fish, but generally, if you know what you're doing and put some time in, you're going to catch a few walleyes out on bitter right now.
Well, with this horrible heat and at times a lot of humidity, are some of the lakes, is there any big algae blooms?
I haven't, and we're driving around and stuff. I haven't seen any huge blooms right now. Haven't heard too many yet. We're at that point of the year where we could definitely start seeing some big blooms and probably some blue-green algae starting to show up here soon. We get to August, typically that's when we see our blue-green algae.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side, talking to Donna. And as far as fishing in the past week, what's happened?
Well, it started out kind of slow with the heat and thunderstorms kind of rolling through the area. I think people were hesitant to get out on the water. Last Sunday, we had a party that lives on the lake come in and buy some breading to fry up some of the fish they had caught, mostly perch in that Poverty Point area. And then yesterday, we had a group show up from Wisconsin. Of course, the storms in the morning kept them off the lake, but in the afternoon, they went out, and in 2 hours, they came back with 40 perch, about 10 bluegills, and even a good old bullhead. So we helped them enjoy a fish fry for supper last night.
Did they say what was work best for catching the perch, or how deep?
Oh, these Wisconsinites have some kind of secret weapon they call a butterworm. I have no idea what that is, but it works for them. And they found them in the Bucks Point area where they were fishing.
Okay. And the lake, is it real clear or greened up at all?
Water is crystal clear. and you're still going to have to work with some of the weeds. The clear water has allowed that sun to penetrate the bottom of the lake, so we've got more of a natural weed growth going on. The curly pond weed that really inundated the north end of the lake has been dying off with these warmer temperatures. When we get a high wind, as landowners along the shorelines have to spend a lot of time cleaning up that dead weed and getting it off and carried away. So some of the weeds going to disappear, but according to these fishermen, you got to find the weeds to find those perch too. So it's kind of a catch 22. It's a struggle to fish the weeds, but that's where the fish are at.
Well, Donna at Schmidt's Landing, Big Stone Lake, thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you next week.
Now we head down to Lake County, Madison, South Dakota, Cody Simmons, conservation officer. And as far as fishing, right there, Brant, Lake or Herman in your backyard, what's going on there?
I tell you what, I think some of our fishery staff are out there surveying our lakes right now, and at least there's a few fish in the lake. You know, like we were talking about before with the warmer temperatures, not a ton of people out, I don't think, but Lake Madison is still picking up a few of those walleye in the 12 to 17 inch range with a good one mixed in between. Lake Herman's been pretty slow all year, and 81 ponds. Relatively slow too. I think there's a few people that have been fishing it, but for the most part, they're catching a few bigger fish real early on, and then it's just been kind of mediocre the rest of the year.
I suppose I suppose some of your fishermen might be heading up to Sinai. It seems like that's been pretty steady for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I think so. And Sinai's been good for lots of different fish. You know, it just kind of depends on what you want to target. I think you can kind of catch it depending on the day. Sinai's kind of one of those lakes where if, you know, people go up there, the bite's hot, and then the next day they might struggle to catch some fish. But for the most part, I think Sinai's pretty good. And I heard a little bit of rumor mill that Lake Thompson took off a few days back, so which that would be good to see, because over the 4th of July, that was a pretty slow lake, and a lot of anglers were struggling pretty hard there. So might be a good opportunity there up at Lake Thompson, too.
Cody, moisture-wise, are a lot of your lakes close to full or sloughs? How were you setting?
You know, our lakes were near full, but then we hit that month of no rain. But we finally got about an inch of rain spread over the last 3 to 4 days here. So I would say we're just right underneath being full yet for our main lakes. Just like anywhere else, our sloughs and little potholes are going to be a little bit of a struggle here coming up without more moisture coming our way.
Cody Simmons, CEO out of Lake County. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Don, with some extra outdoor information, the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks during the July commission meeting adopted a proposal to establish a process where landowners can request the restriction of recreational use of non-meandered waters for public use. The legislature gave the GF&P Commission the authority to decide requests to restrict non-meandered lakes. The process being considered by the commission will give landowners who reside on one of 27 Section 8 lakes ability to formally make those requests to the GF&P. Petitioning landowners must first complete and submit the petition form, which can be found online at gfp.sd.gov/fishing. Landowners can complete and submit the form online or print them and mail them to the Game, Fish, and Parks. So really, I guess everything isn't closed yet on the use of non-meandered lakes, and there'll be more out from the Game, Fish, and Parks as far as news about that. South Dakota wildlife officials have decided that a growing pronghorn population justifies a slight increase in the number of hunting licenses for antelope for the next 2 years. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And right around Watertown, it's kind of unique. We have a couple, three ponds that the kiddie pond, the trout pond, and the open pond below the Sanford Medical Center up there. What's happening with those?
You know, since the fishing hasn't really been all that great at some of our bigger lakes, Compesca, Pelican, even Goose, and a couple lakes up by Florence, we're starting to see some families out fishing a lot of these urban ponds right in Watertown city limits, and they've been giving up some fish. Our fisheries crews earlier this spring stocked a lot of these bodies of water right here in Watertown with things like white bass, northern pike, bluegill, and some things that offer a good opportunity, rainbow trout, for kids to go out and catch some. We've been having Camp Chance the last two Wednesdays out at the Terry Redland Arts Center, so we thank the folks out there for letting us use that facility. Our fisheries crews stocked a couple ponds out there at the Redland Arts Center, and we had pretty good luck there this week catching some nice pike. But we've seen people on McLaughlin Ponds over by the Hometown Building Center on Highway 20. They've been catching some fish there. Of course, Third Avenue Pond is always a good bet to catch some smaller panfish. And like you said, Bramble Park, just down the hill from the hospital, and then now the Terry Redland Pond. So plenty opportunity right here in town when we're kind of in the dog days of summer.
Well, you can kind of stay out of the heat in some of those places maybe too, because it hasn't been very conducive for a lot of boat fishing. And then the fish haven't really been on a very good bite lately in this area, have they?
Yeah, you know, even lakes that have been really hot, like Lake Ponset and Bitter, we're just not seeing a whole lot of fish come off of there lately. Guys are still able to scratch some limits, but it's been kind of an all-day event, and not really any lakes right now where you can go out in the morning and catch your four fish in an hour and come home on any consistent basis.
Before you go, Bryce, in your travels, have you seen any pheasant broods?
Yeah, we've been talking about that quite a bit at the Watertown office. Just got an email the other day. Looks like we're going to kick off our pheasant brood surveys on July 25th. And so that'll go for a week or so. It'll be interesting to see what we come up with. I've personally seen a couple smaller broods in the area, not a lot yet, talking to some area landowners, and they've been out cutting hay, cutting wheat now, and they're seeing relatively the same amount of pheasants that they've been seeing, so that's kind of what I suspect out of my route, but we'll have to wait and see when it gets here.
Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer out of the Watertown office, thank you. Now we head out to the Gettysburg area, Chuck Krause, Pro Guide, and I guess right around the 212 Bridge, how far north or south are people fishing or finding fish to catch?
Well, first of all, just not a lot of activity. I mean, on the weekends, there's a few people out, but not near of what there is in June. And I did happen to notice over the weekend there was a lot of boats out on Whitlock Flats around the corner, and I'd heard some reports of some fish being caught over there. More recently, the last 3 days, I've been guiding down in the Sutton Bay area, and we've had three really good days, much to my surprise, with all this heat. And the other thing that kind of amazed me is that we're doing afternoon trips, because most of my clients have morning meetings, so we're not even getting out on the water till 12:30, 1 o'clock, and by 4:30, we've been having either close to a limit or a limit of walleye, so it's been pretty good. And the other thing that kind of amazed me is how shallow we're finding these fish. We're getting them, you know, 10 to 14 foot in 75-degree surface water, so the water's a little murky where we're finding them, so I'm sure that's helping a little bit, and we're having a few fish cough up some smelt as well, so they're not getting them smelt shallow. They must be eating them out deep and then moving up in. But all in all, our bite the last 3 days has been really good. So I hope that continues. I know, talked to one guy last night that fished north, and he said he's had one of the better days he's had all season for bigger fish. He had five overs yesterday. So I don't know, maybe it's starting to turn on a little bit. We'll have to see what happens.
And then quickly, Chuck, the GF&P crew is test netting and out working for bait fish, and you heard that they have been finding some smelt?
Yes. I visited with the guy yesterday. What they do is they go out with their graphs at nighttime, and they locate these schools of herring and smelt and GPS in the coordinates, and they go out with their test nets and send the crew out with the nets, the gill nets, and drop them in, leave them out for 24 hours. And I got to see what they had caught yesterday, and the smelt were pretty nice sized, and he said he's seeing more smelt this year than what he saw last year, and then the herring are quite large as well too. So I don't think we have a shortage in food for the fish right now, and that probably attributes to why some of the days our fishing's kind of slow too.
Chuck Krause, professional guide out in the Whitlock Bay area, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.